Praise the Lord. Okay, cool. So it's that time of year again. And we'll talk about spring cleaning. Everyone's favorite topic. Okay, maybe not everyone's favorite topic. As the children of Israel were under the control of the Egyptians, and before the plague that took out the firstborn of Egypt, Moses gave some commands from the Lord. They told him about taking the lamb, slaying the lamb, and putting the blood on the around the doorpost, on the lintel and on the doorpost, and talked about cleaning out their house and getting rid of any of the leaven. It's talked about in Exodus 12. I'm about to read it in Exodus 13. It's also talked about in Deuteronomy 15, going over it again. Exodus 13, beginning with verse 3, says, "And Moses said to the people, remember this day in which you went out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out of this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten. On this day you are going out in the month Abib, and it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey. You shall keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there shall be a feast to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and no leavened bread shall be seen among you, nor shall leaven be seen among you in all of your quarters. And you shall tell your son that in that day, saying, this was done because of what the Lord did for me when I came up from Egypt. And it shall be as a sign to you in your hand, and as a memorial between your eyes, that the Lord's law may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in its season from year to year." The month of Abib is when Passover is. Coming up on Passover, Jewish households go through and they clean the whole house, because they're looking for any leaven. They're looking for any yeast. They're looking for anything that might be in there that might be a disobedience to this word. It says, no leaven shall be found in all of your quarters. They go through and they clean things out. Now in 1 Corinthians, in fact we'll go there, 1 Corinthians 5 beginning with verse 6. Paul is talking to the Corinthian church. This is right after he called out the people that were publicly having the adulterous affair in the middle of the church, and told him to put that person out of the church. But he goes on in verse 6 and says, "For your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread and of sincerity and truth." Paul makes the correlation between the leaven that causes the yeast, the bread to rise, and sin, which is always at the door, Jesus said. Sin is at the door. It's always, their temptations are there. So what Paul said is to make sure that you're putting away those wicked things. So in spring cleaning, at least when I'm talking about spring cleaning, I'm not just talking about cleaning the house. You can ask my bride, I'm not a real good housekeeper. I don't claim to be. I should be, but I don't claim to be. But we're called to examine ourselves, and we're called to look and go through those areas of our lives. I had a thought come up this morning where I realized just an area that I was lacking in. And I haven't talked to her about it yet, so I'm not going to talk to y'all about it yet, except to say something came up in my mind this morning where I realized I was failing my bride. We need to examine ourselves on a regular basis to make sure we are in the faith, to make sure we are walking in what God says to do. And it's not just once a year at spring cleaning as it was in getting out the leaven, but it's a continual examination, examining our lives in light of the Word, and trust that God will reveal things to us as we go along. To get an example of how we are to clean and how we are to examine ourselves and how they even with the cleaning of the house. In Luke 15, right after Jesus has got done talking about the person that has 100 sheep and 99 of them are safe, but one went away, and he leaves the 99 and goes and rescues the one, goes to searching for the one. Right after that, the very next verse, verse 8 says, "Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I have lost.' Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. But that lights the lamp, gets out the broom, sweeps and searches diligently." Do we examine our lives in light of the Word of God? Do we look diligently to go through to see where we're falling short? Or if there's a place we're falling short. Seeing as how none of us yet have the face that glows because of the presence of the Lord so strong that we have to wear a veil so that people can be around us. At least I don't. Though Jackie's, got that veil thing going on pretty good. So those listening on tape, Jackie's wearing her mask. Jackie just got up from Texas, so we love to see the part of her face we can't see, because we can tell by the crinkling of her eyes that she's back there smiling and having a great time. As we examine ourselves, we need to look at Scripture. We need to go through it. In 2 Corinthians 13:5, as Paul is talking about the communion service, he says, "Examine yourselves as to see whether you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?" Examine ourselves. Examine our attitude. Examine our actions. And so many things will, at least in my mind, will just go past. A thought come up and I don't dwell on it, I don't think about it. But then sometimes something will come up and poof, there it is. Like I've talked about how one day that scripture, God wrote that scripture in there this morning. To be good to your bosses, to servants be obedient to your masters. Not just the good ones. At such a time when I was being rebellious and disobedient to a boss, and all of a sudden that verse just hit me between the eyes. As we go through the scripture, as we look at things, in Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter, so I believe it's in chapter 12. Though I'm probably wrong, so I won't say where it is because I'm not sure. But it talks about the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. As we read the Word of God and look at our lives based on the reflection of God's Word, God points out areas that we need to submit to Him. Points out areas that we need to bring forth and surrender. To examine ourselves, to search diligently as you would if you lost that silver coin. Search diligently as you would if you were trying to make sure the leaven was out of the house. Search diligently our lives in light of Scripture. So that God can work through us. So that God can illustrate. So that God can pinpoint those different areas of things we need to submit to Him. Now here's the part where it was in the communion service. 1 Corinthians 11, starting with verse 28. Paul says, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat the bread and drink of the cup." But examine himself. Take that time to go through and do an inventory. That cleaning, that spring cleaning that we need to do the spring of each morning, the spring of each day. Go through and just examine ourselves. Verse 29, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. It is God's pleasure, it is God's plan to make us more like Jesus, to work in us, to work His righteousness in us. And if we examine ourselves, if we go before the Lord and say, Lord, this is an area that just came up. This is something that just came up. This is something I just realized. It's probably been there the whole time, but something I just realized. Lord, help me to surrender this. Help me, Father, to walk through this. Help me, Lord, to lay this down to be more like Jesus. Lord, forgive me and guide me. In Galatians 6, beginning with verse 1, it says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Even as it's very easy to see the sin in somebody else's life. It's very easy to point out someone else's failings. But we have to do it in such a way that we're also very conscious of the fact that we are likewise tempted, that we are facing some of the same things. Verse 2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if any man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not another. For each one shall bear his own load. We're called to examine ourselves. Examine ourselves in Corinthians. Examine ourselves in Galatians. We're called to take a deep look. And we recognize so many times we don't have the answers. We don't even have the ability. Sometimes the blinders are on our eyes that we cannot see what's happening in our own life. But as we examine it in light of the Word, as we seek the Lord to teach us, seek the Lord to reveal it to us, seek the Father to display it and remind us and bring it to mind, then we can lay it down, lay it at His feet, lay it at the cross of Jesus. Last passage, Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. And this should be part of our prayer each and every day. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lord, search me. Lord, reveal it to me. Lord, illustrate it to me that I can lay it down. Father, I desire to be like Jesus. I desire to be a faithful witness that will not lie. I desire to be your ambassador. I desire to do the things that you've called me to do. Father, help me understand where I am so that I can understand what needs to change to get to where you want me to be. Don't allow me to be blind to my own failures, my own shortcomings, but help me to be like you. Thank you. So, Father, we do thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, for the reminder to examine ourselves, to search our hearts, and ask, Lord, that you search us, that you reveal it to us, Father. That your word, which is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, bring things to light and bring things to mind, Father, that we might seek your face. Jesus said that even to look at a woman with lust is to commit adultery. To hate our brother without a cause is to commit murder. And you're interested in the inward things of the heart. Jesus said, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, Father, when we catch ourselves saying something that is unkind, recognize that there is a root of bitterness or a hurt inside or something inside, Father, that needs to be laid out bare, that needs to be brought to your attention, that needs to be confessed and brought forth. Father, that we may be healed. As we are short with other people, we recognize that it's because of our own hurt, that hurt people hurt people. And Lord, we need to be healed that we can be light. We need to be healed that we can be comforters. We need to be strengthened and cleansed that we can show your love. And we need to be filled with your love so that we can be lights to the world around us. So help us, Lord. Father, as we examine ourselves, as we take a look at our lives in light of your word, that we might understand where we are, that we might draw closer to you. We give praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.